Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's always great to be with you. We have a great guest here today on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. That would be Doug Thornton, former DHS, former Marine contractor. Wealth of experiences that go beyond compartmentalization that a lot of federal employees have where they don't know jack beyond their own daily duties. Well, we're going to bring a perspective here today that's unusual, and that's why this report is becoming really popular. And thank you for all the great feedback you're giving us on that. It really does mean a lot. This first segment is brought to you by Noble Gold. There are so many bad things happening in the economy right now. Any one of them could trigger a collapse, mostly the loss of the reserve currency. And China and Russia aren't participating in the dollar anymore. They signed their treaty. We're one step closer to total economic collapse. Well, here's what you do. You've got to have diversification in your assets. If you've got assets to protect, you need to call Noble Gold or you need to email them. And you need to say, hey, look, I heard about this on Dave Hodges' show, and he says that you can diversify me and I can avoid a lot of the crap that's coming. Leave most of your money in the bank, you're going to get your fanny handed to you, just like they did in 1929. So here are your contact information. One is the number. If you want to talk to someone live right away, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or you can simply go if you want to order something to read, educate you on this, talk about their diversification programs, and then you can call them. They won't call you. You got to call them. How do you get a hold of them that way? Well, you go to Gold Before Late, and that's not B and four. That's Gold Before, the word, goldbeforelate.com. If you got assets to protect, you owe it to yourself to have this conversation. Well, Doug Thornton is no stranger here as we have the weekly Doug and Dave Intel Report. We've even kind of taken our act over to TV as well, and it's really growing in popularity. We had a very provocative show on the TV side, but I think this is going to be no less important. Doug, I want to welcome you to the show, and I'm glad you've agreed to let me surprise you.
Well, I can't wait to see what it is. I hope it has something to do with the crackpot approval of Joe Biden.
This is way bigger than that.
Damn it, I thought I was close.
No, that's a good guess. Listen, that's worthy of mentioning, though, because, I mean, I'm speechless. I'm stuttering for words. The president wants to give people crack. Well, I can tell you why. Because life is going to get so crappy under him and the Democrats and the Bolshevik party that we're under now that you better be stoned or you're not going to be able to endure it. It's the only way you can put up with it. No, here's what it is. I think Kamala Harris narrowly missed being assassinated.
Oh, do tell.
On January the 6th. I really believe this happened. I have heard in circles enough to make me go from A to B, B to C, and I've never talked about it publicly. And no, FBI, save yourself the trouble. Number one, I won't talk to you when you come to the house. I don't have any primary information. I'm connecting dots based on what's in the media. Okay, so if you want to know what I know, just watch the media. Stay the hell away from me because I ain't talking to you. Now, Kamala Harris was the lowest rated person in the Democratic primary. She was terrible. She only had one shining moment when she was able to accurately accuse Senile Joe of being an overt racist, which he is. That was her only shining moment. She raised the most money courtesy of her friends like George Soros, but she had to drop out because she couldn't get more than 6% support. Hell, even Elizabeth Warren, I forget which tribe I belong to, senator from Massachusetts, even she was out polling her. So, they take her and say, you want to be vice president? Oh, yeah. Can I put my heels down now? Sorry, folks, but that's who she is, okay? Not going to hide it. Not trying to be graphic, but that's who she is. And so, they wanted to have a black woman for the ticket. Okay, you could have found a lot of black women who would have been ultimately qualified. They'd have been very good in that position. She just wasn't one of them. But they thought, okay, she's been a senator, da 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 da. They never dreamed they were going to get what they got. And on the campaign trail, they basically had to hide her. And she got her, you know what, handed to her when she debated Mike Pence. The only thing that Mike lost points on was the fly on his hair for 5 minutes he never knew was there. But he kicked her backside badly and exposed how incompetent she is as she cackles her way through everything. Now, let's go to January the 6th. We know that pipe bombs were found at the DNC. The mainstream media has lied to you for over a year, America. They have told you that Kamala Harris was in the Capitol building and her life was in danger when the insurrectionists, in quotes, stormed the barricades, crashed through the building, and endangered the vice president. Well, it is true. She was in danger. But what we know now from video that's come out, but they cut the video off so you can't see who the person is. We see someone outside the DNC building. She's, or he, I think it's a she. You look at the build and stuff, and it's kind of padded clothing in January, D.C., but I think it's a she. Doesn't matter. It. We'll call it an it. So it is in its grab bag, and it's packing the bomb. The bomb has never been discovered for any DNA, fingerprints, perspiration, nothing. No hair follicle. And usually people with bombs get caught because their own DNA gives them up at some point in time. The FBI is really, really good at that, and they got a great lab. But no clues here. I don't think they wanted to find any clues. But she was almost dressed like she was in a hazmat suit. She had gloves on. Excuse me. The face was covered. So we see her preparing one of the pipe bombs that they found and tried to blame on Trump supporters. Kamala Harris walked by the pipe bomb. She was mere yards away from it, but it didn't detonate. Doug, I think you're probably starting to raise your eyebrows a little bit. You lie about her being in the Capitol building, Democrats. Then we find out she was at the DNC, and now we get this video out there. And I've had bits and pieces of this for about 6 months. And now we see this video, and they cut the video off. They don't want you to find out who it is or where they were going. We see the same person walking through a residential area right near the DNC. You know, surveillance cameras in the area could attract this person, CCTV, traffic cams, whatever. But we don't see any of it because they're hiding. What I think and what I know, and it was well known, on the campaign trail, she was an embarrassment. And they were busy trying to manage Joe's campaign with, stay in the basement, Joe, stay in the basement, it'll be okay, we'll pump you up full of whatever and get you out there for a few minutes and hope you can get through the debates, and we'll bring in a ringer like Chris Wallace to cheat so you can somehow get through it. But we don't want Kamala out there. And she made limited appearances for a vice president. I tell you, on the other side of the coin, Doug, when Pence and Trump were running, Pence was everywhere, especially in the Rust Belt states where he had a lot of pull. He was everywhere. She was nowhere because she was already deemed to be an embarrassment. She's on the ticket because of her race and because of her gender. And if you don't think that's true, folks, look at the Supreme Court nominee situation. This is the MO of this administration. So what I think is likely here, and the reason they're working so hard to cover it up, why would you put a bomb by the DNC, okay, and then let the vice president-elect walk within yards of it if you weren't planning to do something? And why aren't they talking about it? That this story has more holes in it that they're telling than Swiss cheese. And this narrative is sinking faster than a submarine with screen doors. I really believe that they had considered taking her out. And who would have replaced her? Dun, da, da, da. Can you say Hillary? Hillary? 25th Amendment. Bye-bye, Joe. Hello, President Hillary. That's what I think was going on. People are going to say outrageous, but now we have the video. It was on Tucker Carlson's show on Wednesday evening, and I was stunned. He's hitting home runs. And I'll tell you, I hope someone else is starting his car for him, because he's pissing off the wrong people. He didn't suggest Kamala was there for assassination and they were steering her into it and something went wrong. But he did say, why was she near a bomb in the first place? The president-elect, a vice president-elect, why? Why'd they lie about her being in the Capitol building? It's almost like Lee Harvey Oswald gone wrong. Doug, what do you think?
Well, that's a mouthful.
Come on, you gotta give me more than that. You can either say, Dave, you're full of excrement, or add to what you think.
Well, let me add a bit of tactics to this. The Secret Service should have had a bomb dog, a canine, sweeping whatever route she was supposed to have been walking for any type of primary devices, secondary devices, tertiary devices.
Yeah. Let me address that. I've seen the video when she walked into the area. There were no dogs that were visible.
Yeah, see, that doesn't make sense. During January 6th, there was K-9 teams everywhere out there. There were guys that I know that were out there working K-9 teams. And I don't know, man. Look, we've said for a while, Dave, that we would not be surprised. And it's not that we want it.
No, we don't want it. Listen.
We don't want it.
I don't want any. Listen, I want Kamala Harris out of office, but I want it for the right reasons. I don't want to be like a banana republic and assassinate our leaders.
Exactly. I want nothing physically harmful to happen to Kamala Harris or to Nancy Pelosi or to Joe Biden. And I know some people may be jumping up and down on their keyboards right now, and that's fine. But, you know, angry rhetoric put to the side, you have to understand that we either missed a fastball there or we got very, very lucky. Now, if there was a bomb there and it was more likely planted by Antifa, which that is their MO. I can't tell you how many pipe bombs we found on Antifa from our arrests. I mean, it was a common thing to know that they had pipe bombs, they had IEDs on them of all different sorts. If not, then they had the materials for it. But, you know, those people never made it to prison, so what the hell. She probably had a CAT team with her, which is the Secret Service specialized unit that should have been escorting her. So, I mean, it a lot of these things don't make sense, but, you know, in the midst of a mayhem and chaos, it kind of can make sense that you would miss any type of devices. I mean, a pipe bomb is very, very small. You mentioned the FBI and their bomb squad. I've worked with the FBI and their bomb squad in El Paso, Texas, and those are some insane, courageous, weird people. You talk about people. You ever met the guy who obsesses over toy trains? That's how these people are over bombs. So, you know, it would have been interesting if we could have pulled anything off of that. There's all different types of DNA that you can find from pipe bombs, but not just that. But the way the pipe bomb is made, the amount of explosives, the tightness that you would put on the end caps along the threading of the pipe bomb itself can actually disclose whether or not it was a female or a male. I won't go any further into that, but that is science that we have. So it would have been interesting, and I'm sure somebody has it. I'm sure somebody knows a lot more than what me and you are being told. But, you know, Dave, let's talk about this. What would have happened if it went off? If it went off, if Kamala, God forbid, were hurt, maimed, or, you know, God forbid, killed, what narrative would that fit?
The Trump people.
Exactly. And who would have automatically been blamed on it? The Trump people. So, you know, it seems like we dodged a fast one on that one, but, you know, at the same time, we really didn't, because January 6th still happened, and the Department of Justice and the Department of Injustice still did all the atrocities that they've been doing and are still doing. But I will say this, Dave. I don't think it'll be the last time we hear of something like that. I really don't. I think, and me and you have said this offline, we've said it on the online before, that I think Kamala Harris is a scapegoat. I think she's an idiot. She's obviously inept, but she would be the perfect martyr for the left. She's, you know, a woman of color. She's a woman. And she's also the vice president. You know, it checks a lot of boxes for the racist rhetoric. So
sure,
it's still there. That possibility is still there. You know, and here's the thing: if it was something that was staged by Antifa, by a leftist extremist, well, if you're in the realms of making pipe bombs, and you have a lot more skill sets than the average Antifa. You have a lot more skill sets than the average idiot making these things. A lot of times it's people who are ex-military or engineers, people who have an involvement somehow with explosives professionally. So, you know, that would start to narrow down suspects in my mind. And you know, I'm sure it's probably floating out there that if it was a potential hit, Dave, let me say it like this, Dave. If they wanted to take Kamala out, it would have happened. It would have happened. And me and you both know it would have happened.
Well, let me ask you. See, I'm not so sure, and I'll tell you why. Can't things go wrong? Guns jam, bombs don't go off. Without bomb-sniffing dog, I've seen the video. She's walking in the middle of her entourage and protection, Secret Service, and she walks yards, less than 10 yards, away from where that bomb was planted. And we have the planting of the bomb on camera. The getaway was made on foot. That's quite obvious, because what they showed, and this is interesting, they're not releasing the entire tape, but what we see is the person there doing their thing, leaving the bomb, and then we see them in a residential area walking. So they made their getaway on foot. That's pretty good, and I'll tell you why. You start implicating more identities, make it easier to trace if someone would have picked them up. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and you know, we also live in an age where masks are a common thing now, so yeah. The facial recognition is almost ruined by that part. And DC has cameras for weeks, not just days, weeks.
Yes.
So it, to me, there's quite a maelstrom going on there within DC. Yeah. There's always a fighting of power. I honestly think if they wanted to take her out, Dave, they just would have.
Well, you know, and this is where I'm having to say, I don't know. You're more the expert on this than I am. I'm the first one to admit this. But let me tell you what leads me to believe this, too. The rumors have proliferated that she was going to be the Supreme Court nominee just to get her the hell out of the White House. Hmm. Okay, now, I don't think that's going to happen, but the rumors were rampant about this. I did a podcast on this, and I cited this source is saying this, this source is saying that. And it was all about, gee, is Kamala, they're going to usher her out? And is this Hillary's way in? And then Biden 25th Amendment, Hillary in? Well, killing her would have accomplished the same thing. There's a reason why that bomb was put there. Now, I do agree with you. If this would have gone off, and it already is anyway, the Trump supporters are being blamed. This is the insurrection. And they have to have a bomb because no one there had any guns at the Capitol building. But here's the other thing that really implicates the lie that's being covered up, I believe. And that's, why would they make us believe she was in the Capitol when she wasn't? And she walked within yards of this bomb. That's the thing I can't get out of my head, Doug.
Well, it's all about misinformation. And if she was in the Capitol whenever this was going on, or she was within the vicinity of it, there are, how do I say this? There are ways to get out of the Capitol without being seen. There are ways to get around DC without being seen. And I don't know, Dave. It's just one of those things, man, where you have to look at it from the 30,000-foot view, and you have to ask yourself what tactical decisions were being made for this, and what were the political consequences? Because all this revolves around political consequences. There are agendas, and there are points of omission that have to be checked off if you're talking about assassinating somebody, if you're talking about staging something like that. And I base that solely off of historical facts. There's always some sort of a agenda there, right? So it could have been inert. It could have been rendered safe and found to have not had the fuse, found to have not had a explosive device within it, or some sort of ignition source within the device. So there, until we know more about it, I really don't have a very good answer for why it didn't go off. But if it was planted right before she was to walk through, then there's intent. We can at least say there was an intent there. There was an attempt on her life, and there was an intent with a pipe bomb to either make it look like an attempt on her life or to make it a real one.
Here's what I'll go back and say. 1963, Kennedy's limousine is the lead car with the bubble off the top. That's a violation of so many Secret Service protocols and regulations. There were no accompanying officers or Secret Service personnel on the car other than the one in the back, as there should have been in a hostile city, because he was civil rights president, pro civil rights integration, and Dallas was deemed to be a hostile city. And yet they left him wide open. Windows are open in Dealey Plaza. The limousine slowed down to 14 miles an hour, which is another violation of Secret Service protocols. They left him open to be assassinated. When we don't see drug dogs, and she walks by where the bomb was, and then they lie about her location. Do you see why I'm suspicious? I'm not saying I'm right, but do you see why I'm suspicious?
Well, yeah, and these aren't drug dogs. These are canine explosive teams. And even in stuff like that, with the way the ATF does and the FBI and DHS, is, these dog teams will work in not just the handler and the canine, but also a spotter. There'll be someone who would be there to run any type of interference. You have different types of dogs, especially with vapor wake dogs, who are supposed to be very good at tracking open air material. But I don't know, Dave. Why is it coming out now? That's what I want to know. There's the other part of this intent. So let's answer this: why now does this come out, and who gets the blame for it? What do you think?
Well, I know who's going to get the blame for it, and that's obvious, but I feel she was set up, and I feel the alibis were put in place, and they've covered up the attempt after the fact. Just like I said, I've been down this path with the presidential assassination of Kennedy, and I see her just not being protected. I see a lie that accompanies the evidence. Why aren't they showing us the entire video? In fact, why aren't more video being shown of January 6th in general? Because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to implicate herself. That's why.
Well, I'd have to agree with that to some extent. That entire January 6th debacle was because of Nancy Pelosi. She is the designated official in charge of the Capitol, and that means that her security element, the Capitol Police, fall under her jurisdiction and her guidance. So that whole thing melted down. And me and Jamie Walden on our last interview talked about this on my show. And he said he knows for a fact, because he was right there on the steps, that right in the middle they had at least 80 men that were all Antifa aggressors, agitators.
Yeah, he's told me that too.
Yep, they were leading the charge. So we know that if they were there in the middle, then they were on the outskirts as well, because that's how Antifa operates itself. It operates itself as a paramilitary group, even though it is by far about as harmful as the Boy Scouts. They still have a element there that can be extremely dangerous. Now, I remember talking to colleagues of mine that day who were telling me all different types of stuff, that there were guns being pulled off of people, I think at least six or seven times, multiple different false calls of people with guns, or I think there was two or three different locations where there were pipe bombs found, or what appeared to be a device, but it ended up not being a device. So, you know, there's a lot of chaos during that day. But if you're saying that there's a video, because I haven't seen the video, if you're saying that there's a video on it, then I'm going to find it and I'm going to review the hell out of it.
On Tucker Carlson, I'm just not sure. I bet that they air that part on YouTube. They do segments of his from time to time, and it comes up on my suggested videos. But it was as plain as day. And here's the interesting thing. I had actually nodded off. Okay, so my wife said, oh, you missed something really good, really interesting. And I said, well, let's play it back. So I was in absolute horror when I watched her walk within yards of where that bomb was put. And there didn't seem to be a care in the world. And I'm thinking, but here's the big thing that bothers me, okay? Forget the fact I don't see a bomb dog, okay? Here's the thing that bothers me the most. Why have they led us on this lie that she was in the Capitol and her life was in danger when she was the DNC and her life could have really been in danger? Why'd they lie about that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just to be like AOC, who said she was right there whenever protesters were trying to, you know, they were rapping on her door, calling her out. We know that the Democrats are liars. They are not just liars, they are damned liars. Anything to make the headlines, anything to add to the suspense, because it's all about suspense. It's theater, Dave. It's all about adding suspense to their characters. So maybe that's a reason why. January 6th to me was just obviously it was a false flag, Dave. We all can agree on that. I don't know. Maybe they wanted to say that she was there, even though she wasn't there. I don't know. I really don't have anything for you on that one. I will say this, and I'll leave it be. If they wanted to kill her, we know that certain entities that do that for a living, it would have been done. So either she wasn't worth it at the time, or it wasn't the right time.
Yeah, I thought about another possibility too, and your mind runs wild when you find out this stuff, but I was also thinking maybe the whole thing was geared towards her. And hey, look what happened here. Watch what you do. Because she was already becoming an embarrassment, and she was speaking out of turn. And, she referred to herself once as the president. Of course, Biden did that for her a few times, too. I don't know. I mean, we'll probably never know, but we need to call on the government. You need to release all the videos, all of them. And I want to see the complete video for the DNC. If there was not an attempt, a foiled attempt on Kamala Harris's life, then you have no reason, Secret Service or FBI, to hang on to the video. Release it. Release it and stop the lies. So, you know, and by the way, they say we hate conspiracy theories. Well, when you lie and cover things up and don't release evidence, that invites conspiracy theories. So anyway, we're going to take a break here for a second, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to change gears here. And some of you are going, holy crap, I need to look up that Tucker Carlson piece. Yes, you do. Every American needs to watch it. I'm curious to see what all of you think. Anyway, we are brought to you by the best storable food company in the world. And you need to hear me and hear me very clearly on this point. The clampdown on your ability to get food is tightening the noose around your neck. The inflation is going to go through the roof. We've got huge fertilizer issues right now. Huge. I talked to a very prominent farmer who doesn't want to go public yet, but he will soon on this show. And he said, Dave, imagine you have four squares, okay, that you leave one square open for crop rotation, land replenishment, and you've got enough fertilizer for the other three. Now imagine the price goes up dramatically and you can't even get enough. What are you reduced to? Half of your food yield? A quarter of your food yield? This is just the latest in a long line of how they're trying to capture food and make us dependent upon them so they can bend us to their will. Maybe even put us on the World Economic Forum diet of, you know, aqua, fake lab meat, plants, and bugs. I don't know. But what I do know is this. You can take control of all this right now by getting the food that you need from MPS. 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality. It tastes good. I've tasted it. It tastes just fine. 16 varieties of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2,000 calories per day. And you say, that could be a lot. Listen, when you eat your storable food, you're eating for survival. You want calories. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Well, we're speaking with Doug Thornton, and we're going to leave the conspiracy hour now, and I'm just saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek here. But there's a lot about that situation that really brings me concern. And I'm glad Harris is okay. I want to see her unemployed soon, but I'm glad that she's fine, just for the record. But we're going to move into another area. The COVID narrative is collapsing. Doug, what's your take on this?
Well, I think my take on it's the same as everyone else. Nobody cares about this anymore. Even the Democrats are saying they don't care about it. Sweden just announced, I think today, that they are ending the COVID. And, you know, there were 17 states that are in Europe, also the UK, that all implemented these draconian lockdown measures. And back in December, I had announced it on my show, every single one of them, and what they had planned on doing for 2022. And it was going to be worse, the forced vaccinations. You cannot have unless you have the COVID passport. Well, I left that open-ended because I wanted to see what the new year would bring, and there's always change after the new year, and a lot of these countries, Dave, are starting to loosen the reins and trying to go back to a state of normality. Maybe, Dave, it's because of the mass protests. Maybe, Dave, it's because of the mass protests. These politicians have seen that their livelihoods are now at risk. And they don't want to lose those elements of power, because we know for a fact you don't get into politics unless you are craving power. So I think in some ways the reason why the COVID measures are being laxed is because these politicians don't want to be uprooted from their thrones. And the other reason is because the big businesses that sponsor these people, and they do sponsor them, are having enough of a problem with their own revenue that they are now making their voices heard, saying, hey, we cannot promote this anymore. We can't uphold this anymore. We're losing too much money. You need to be lackadaisical on this. And that's what we're starting to see. Now, in some other countries like Australia, New Zealand, and Austria, and Germany, these, you know, this is not the case. If anything, they're locking down even harder. And it's strange, you know, Australia was already a prison island for Britain, and it's become a literal prison island now. You would have to ask yourself, especially to anyone from Australia who's listening to us, do you really wish you had surrendered your guns at this point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, Dave, we talk about it all the time, man, but they could have made this a lot worse on us if we had capitulated and stayed quiet. But the freedom wave is like a tsunami now across the world. I mean, just look at this latest truck convoy. I'm looking at DHS right now, one of their updates. And you see, the Department of Homeland Security is aiming to get ahead of a planned demonstration in America, tracking reports of a potential convoy amid several Canadian truck protests against COVID mandates. DHS is tracking reports of potential convoy that may be planning to travel to several U.S. cities. And guess what? Remember when me and you said that, man, we really hope that they take the Cowboys to the Super Bowl? Well, apparently that's something that's on the list.
Oh, man. Hey, that idea was born here. That's awesome. You know, they wouldn't even have to park. I was talking to Bob Kudla from Trade Genius about this, and he had a great notion. He lives about an hour from there. And Bob said, Dave, all they'd have to do is take about 20,000 trucks and drive in circles around the Super Bowl, and it would paralyze the event. He said, and he liked the idea. He said, nothing like calling attention to what's going on than to disrupt one of their events. And I think they ought to go to the next event, and the next event, and the next event. When they do the Golden Globes or whatever nonsense they do where they're all these elite give each other awards, I think they ought to go to those too. I really do.
Let me tell you a little bit of a conspiracy theory that I have watching all of this madness.
I thought we expired all our conspiracy theories tonight, but go ahead.
No. I have a plethora. I have documents unfolded that are just miles long of conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So with the whole trucker thing, let me tell you what I'm looking out for. I'm looking out for new regulations to be passed against truckers that are going to make their life very, very hard by our government. So be looking out for that. Our government is a vengeful, spiteful, crew of satanic worshiping pedophiles. And there are other expletives in there, but you know, this is a Christian show, a family show, so can't get in there, Dave. In case you don't know this, most of the time it's Dave who talks bad. It's not me. So
come on, I got the bar of soap here on standby for you.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing. I really do foresee it because look what's happening in Canada, Dave. Let's segue into this. The police in Canada are even arresting supporters who are bringing cans of gas to the trucks, to the point that the supporters were bringing in empty cans of gas to see if the police would still take it, and they still did. So what does that have to say? Well, to me, that screams tyranny. That screams Gestapo. And I'm not a person who says Gestapo likely, because I have done my history. I am very intimate with the history of Nazi Germany. I mean, I've studied it for years. I became obsessed with it because just in my mind, I could not imagine how people allowed themselves to become that demonized. But we're seeing a resurgence in it in the friendly country of Canada. And you have to ask yourself, Canadians, does it stop at Ottawa? Where does the Freedom Convoy stop? Do you circle Trudeau's house? Do you circle Parliament and blockade there? What do you do whenever they start to take you out of your vehicles? Because, Dave, they're trying to recruit the wrecker services to try and tow the 18-wheelers. They said, nah, hell no, we're not doing that. You know, those are our friends that we work with.
And they were saying, we got COVID.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Sorry, I'm sick. I can't do it.
Exactly.
You know, this is the thing. It's breaking down in front of their face. They got egg on their face now. These politicians, especially Trudeau, limp wrist Trudeau. Oh, I have so many beautiful things I could say about this guy.
I hear you. I know. I'm way ahead of you. All you got to do is look at the guy and listen to him.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you like to have him on a football field for just one series of downs?
I've seen a more masculine structure in a bag full of kittens than I have Justin Trudeau. And I'll tell you this much. Justin Trudeau is a sociopath. And one of these days, I want you to break that down. If you look at his mannerisms, if you look at the way that he flaunts his hands and his eyes and the way he exaggerates the hateful rhetoric that he has for these people, he is a sociopath, every bit of it. He wants complete control, and he hates the fact that he's losing it, so now he's going to weaponize the police and the military against his own citizens. I mean, come on, Hugo Chavez. We've seen this before. You know, you're turning into Venezuela now. But here's the thing, though. The Canadians are fighting back, and they're fighting back beautifully. It is the way to protest. Honk if you are pissed. I love it. I think that if we don't do that in America better than the Canadians did, then they have the right to make fun of us. But I think in America, we excel at American exceptionalism. and we are going to get in our great big beautiful trucks and we're going to honk all the way to DC. That's what I want to see. And what I would love to see is just how dystopian American can get. If DHS is saying that they're afraid of truckers getting in a convoy and shutting down an interstate, okay? Right now, what we're seeing in Canada, they're all in their trucks, they're in their tractors, they're on horseback. I love it when I see fellow cowboys out there. It is beautiful because no one's hurt, no one's died, no one's setting anything on fire. They're waving their flag, they're preaching on the steps. That's the way to protest, and that is the way you scare the living hell out of a government, the Martin Luther King way. And I'm not a apologist for him. I have my own reserved thoughts about MLK if you really, really, really know his history. But the thing that he did the best was the ability to peaceful protest of, hey, no matter how many times you hit me, we're not going to hit you. We're not going to go down that road. We're not going to degrade ourselves. And that's what Canada is doing. And it works. It works better than anything else, because as long as you're peaceful and still resisting, what are they going to do? Violate your constitutional rights? Well, obviously in Canada, the constitutional rights mean something different to Americans. But here in America, Dave, I don't think they would dare do that. We saw it at the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, tried to take over the Waller Building. Well, we saw it whenever they tried to take over what's the guy's name out there in Utah, tried to take his farm away from him, his ranch away from him.
The
Bundys.
Bundys, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw that epidemic failure, and America came out of the woodwork to support their fellow Americans. That is what we want to see, right? Even as someone who's in law enforcement, that's what I want to see. But me as in law enforcement, and I can only speak to me myself, I respect people's First Amendment right. Even with Antifa, we respected their First Amendment right until they became stupid, and then, it was fun and games. However, if you look at 2020, if you look all the way from 2020 to 2016, Antifa and Black Lives Matter shut down cities, shut down interstates, pulled people out of 18-wheelers, out of their cars, beat them to death, tortured and raped and robbed and murdered, burnt down cities, and not one damn politician from the Democrats had anything bad to say about it. But if you dare get in your car and you honk your horn a couple times, they're going to consider you a domestic extremist, a violent extremist, and a threat to the homeland. Get out of town. This is what I want to see, America. When the midterms come, if you have to hand deliver your ballot to your governor, go do it. That's my challenge. Here you go, Dave. I have a challenge to every American. Don't go to the ballot boxes, because we know it's phony. Ask for your hand-delivered receipt for your ballot and drive straight to the governor's house. Have a protest there where you physically turn in every single ballot right over his fence, his or her fence, and make them go and pick it up there, USOB. Count it now. Count it in front of me now. We're all here. No one's going to hide it, because they will hide it. They will destroy. They will tamper with. And they will subdue anything that they can within our voting rights. We get around that by not playing ball. If you go through the Dominion voter machines, you're playing ball. If you resist and you deliver a hand ballot, that's a protest, that's not playing ball, but you're still enacting your constitutional right to vote. Because your founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, made that as a right for you to be able to vote.
Right, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that really bothers me that we're... Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
It's gone. That's weird. Welcome to the... by the way, we had another casualty here on our roster. I interviewed someone last night before we did our TV thing, and it was on radio. And so I thought, okay, and ordinarily I will just instantly upload it because of the problems I've had. Well, you and I were up, and I thought, okay, I'll do it later. And I was too tired, and I got up this morning, it was gone. It recorded. I checked it. I'm checking ours as we go. It's recording. But it was gone. Trust me. The second we say "Have a nice night," this is getting. But this—they never stop screwing with us. That's my point. I mean, whether they play a sound over the system here, this isn't on my end. I just heard it come through my headphones. I'm sure it's not on your end. I know all your kids are in bed, and this was a kid's song or some sort. Anyway, hey, you know what? We've had it for years, folks. This is true. So it just never fails to amaze me. But by the way, this Gigi Sohn, have you seen her?
No.
Oh, I heard that name. I said, I bet she looks good in a bathing suit. Gigi Sohn, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? No. And I'm not making fun of her appearance, but her name is disarming. It sounds so cute, and she'd be sweet and bubbly. She's a hateful old wretch. She's terrible. She has quotes from her past where, I want to shut down Fox News. I want to shut down this other conservative outlet. She's going to be the deciding vote on the FCC if she gets confirmed. Ted Cruz came out today and just blasted her. And yet, this is Biden's idea of a good appointment. And Ted Cruz asked her a question. He said, Ms. Sohn, how can you possibly take these rhetoric views where you said that you hated Kyrsten Sinema, you want to do away with Fox News, take someone else's broadcast license away? How can the American people trust you that you're not going to eviscerate the First Amendment? And she said, oh, my personal beliefs will never enter into my job.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, when have you ever seen a Democrat separate their personal communist beliefs from their performance as a politician?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about now. There's another Texas senator who was also grilling her because she was calling him a racist just because of a constitutional right that he was talking about, I believe. And, you know, that's who these people promote, though. They go to – how do I say this correctly? They go – not just the bottom of the barrel. They find a septic tank somewhere out in an RV lot, and they scrape the bottom of it, and whatever thing pops up with two eyes, they go, there it is. That's going to be the one we're electing. And these swamp creatures. There's so many other colorful things I want to say. These creatures are the scum of the earth. Look at the lady who... she got her degree from Moscow, and she thinks, you know, that the Soviet Union style of the economy is better than American capitalism. They're telling you who they want to put into power. They want to put into power people who are sociopaths, psychopaths, people who are sycophants, that they want to rule over people. How many times do I have to say this? These politicians, these political elites, and not every politician, okay? Not every politician. I'm starting not to hate on Ted Cruz so much right now. I'm going to let him, you know, I'm going to let him take his foot out of his mouth. I'm still kind of pissed at him. But these people literally think they are lords of the manor, and we're the serfs who work the fields.
That's right.
And that is just not the way it works here in America. Maybe it works like that in the Soviet Union. Maybe it works like that in Canada. It doesn't work like that in the United States.
They're not that smart. I mean, listen, they're not that smart. When they Cruz, no, I'm sorry, I just had a brain aneurysm here. But Ted Cruz, he needs to call these people out for the dummies that they are. And I'll just give you a quick example, okay? I'm just your average run-of-the-mill guy that taught research and wrote a couple courses at the university level, and a pretty decent level. I mean, I worked with people working on their thesis, and they had to take my research class. But I'm sitting there, and I'm looking how they justified the PCR test or how they didn't justify it, and I'm thinking, you guys wouldn't get out of my midterm. This is how dumb they are. I mean, this is the one thing that I really, it just really baffles me. How they think everyone is so stupid that they think they could get away with these phony baloney excuses that don't fool anyone who has any knowledge of academics. And I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but they're not that smart. There's a few that are bright, but a lot of them are just not. Look at AOC. I mean, she's such a dummy that when she got elected, when do we get paid? Well, you have to be inaugurated first, honey. Oh, okay. I mean, you know what the woman was doing? Wet t-shirt contests in a bar when they found her. When Bernie Sanders people found her and recruited her. And I'm not being sensational, folks. That's a fact.
Oh, it's a damn fact. They actually had a casting, like you were looking for actors, and I think they
Exactly.
went through like 1,600 people before they landed on Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, I know, I know, I know. And couldn't they have done better?
Well, if I would love to be, I think for once we should change the rules. I think instead of jury duty, I think you should have congressional duty, where at least, every 2 years, a pool of people get pulled together into D.C., and then we get to ask these people who want to be, elected into these government high positions, what makes them credible. Because if I was there and it was AOC sitting in front of me, not only would she probably be scared, but I would ask her a very simple, polite question. Ma'am, what country is the continent of Africa in?
Well, Dan Quayle would have missed that too because he thought in Latin America they spoke Latin. You're not old
Yeah.
enough to remember that comment, but yeah.
I mean, but I mean, just to show how stupid these people are, I can't remember his name. I don't even want to remember his name, but he's a sitting senator or congressman, and he was asking one of the naval chiefs, is Guam going to tip over and flip because we have such a large
Oh,
military
yeah.
base out
Who
there? And
said that? Who, do you remember who said that? I remember that comment.
Someone in the audience knows right now, and they're laughing because me and my buddies were at work when he asked that, and we had to pause and replay because we were watching it live on YouTube. We had to pause and replay it just to go, did this guy really say what? Is the island just going to flip over? Man, you know what? Thank God you're in charge of our country because we would just be in so much trouble without intelligent people like you. It's like Idiocracy became real, and that's where we pooled all of our politicians at. But look at the Republican side of the politicians that we have. Look at the Democratic side. There are two completely different types of freshman congressmen, current congressmen, and senators. Two completely different types. It's strange enough that the Republicans seem to go for the more patriotic, and the Democrats go for the more, I don't know, dystopian. And I
I listen to
just,
the business guy with
God
massive integrity.
forbid these people actually do get completely in power because this country's screwed. And
Yeah.
it doesn't even have to be maliciously. They're just so stupid that something's so great they could just ruin. You know what I mean? These people are ridiculous. The fact that they make $170,000 a year
Okay,
really,
hold
really
on. I'm
upsets
going to
me.
interrupt you here because we're going to close and I got to give you time to talk about your show. Representative Hank Johnson, Democrat from Georgia.
Oh,
Guam
God,
will capsize and tip over into the ocean. And folks, you can
stop.
go to YouTube and do the search term and find it.
It
Doug,
is
I'm
one of
sorry. Doug, I had to get that in. That was priceless.
the best pieces of internet gold I have ever seen in my
Oh my
life.
God. Well, I think he and Ocasio-Cortez should have a stupid contest. It's just incredible. Okay, you got a show. I've been on it. It's called American Vindicta. You've had Bob Griswold, I believe. Have you had Steve on yet?
Oh, I've had Steve Quayle. We've had Jamie Walden
Oh,
on
yeah.
there. But
Jamie's awesome. Yep,
yeah,
they all are.
me and Jamie got into the thick of it. So if you want to hear the last episode,
When is that? When did that play? I want to go listen to it.
yesterday.
Okay,
And
so tell people how
it
they can listen.
so you can go to the American Vindicta Show.com. You can go to right to the podcast from there. It goes to Global Star Radio. We're on Global Star Radio, 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time, Monday to Friday.
GSradio.net.
GS Radio, man, it is rocking and rolling, and eventually we'll be on some other things. I finally have a camera, so I'm going to be shooting some short videos that I think people will find a little bit
Awesome.
entertaining. So check me out.
Send me what you bought. Did you get a GoPro?
No, I got a DJI.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. You'll like it.
Because I want to do the same thing. I'm going. I'm speaking to here at the Watchman Conference with Mike Kerr and Jeannie Moore. Awesome people. And Jamie's going to be there too. And L.A. Marzulli.
And I'll be there.
Yeah, it's in your neighborhood. And yeah. I want to take a camera because I want to interview all these people. They're so fascinating. In fact, folks, you should really join us down there. Go to hearthewatchman.com and you can get $20 off your ticket by mentioning Dave 20. I'm not making money on this, but I told him I'd promote it since I'm going, and I believe whether I was going or not, I'd still promote it because it's just flipping awesome. It's going to be a great conference, March 17th through the 20th. Baptisms, great presentations. And on that note, my friend, we are flat out of time. I got to run. Thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Dave Report, and we'll see all of you later. Good night.
Good night.